Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So our tech segment this morning is all about the Hubble Space Telescope. That's actually a song, one of many songs, pop tunes, space music tunes, attributed to with the title Hubble Space Telescope. Joining us now, Caroline Moore is a 15-year-old astronomer. How are you doing this morning, Caroline?
Good, thank you.
What do you think of that picture of NGC 6302? Pretty beautiful,
well,
huh?
Something else, that's for sure. It's one of the, I think, one of the most famous pictures that the Hubble's taken, so I definitely have to say, pretty impressive.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer down at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia, one of your favorites as well?
Good morning, John. Yes, it is. It's a gorgeous image and really exemplary of the kind of work that Hubble does.
Just one of many images. Our eyes on the universe turned 20 this month. Hubble, the once troubled nearsighted telescope, turned astronomical wonder 2 decades old. Hard to believe. And while you may not be a Hubbleoid out there in radio listening land, there are millions of people around the world who have followed the unbelievable images that Hubble has sent back to Earth on the various Hubble websites, including NASA's own. Hubble is, in fact, one of the most popular internet destinations in the universe. Caroline Moore is a 15-year-old astronomer who joins us. Also, Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Caroline, how much do you love the Hubble?
I love the Hubble. I've been looking at pictures ever since I was a little kid. It's always been something that fascinates me, and I think that's one of the reasons I probably got into astronomy, because, you know, when you're 5, you think, maybe I can see those kind of images through a telescope. So I think that it's definitely something that draws amateurs into getting into astronomy.
No, Caroline, with all due respect, when you're 5, you say that. You're pretty unusual. You actually discovered a supernova back in 2008, right?
Yes, I did.
And, you know, it involves sort of traditional astronomy, which you didn't use the Hubble to find this supernova. Astronomy is about going through picture after picture after picture of weird little dots, and you had the patience to find one that actually was identified as a supernova, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, Derek Pitts, the Hubble is kind of the romantic eyes on the universe, but there's a lot of astronomy that's really comes down to serious drudgery if you're going to make history like Caroline did, right?
I'd say some very exciting drudgery if you get the right images, John.
And has Hubble gotten the right images over its 20 years, in your view?
Oh, my gosh, has it gotten the right images. You know, Hubble has a tremendous reputation. After the fix was taken care of very early on in its history, Hubble has taken some not only iconic images, but it has also collected a lot of tremendous information that has told us so much more about the universe than we've ever understood before, and helped us to push those theories that we've had, you know, into reality of understanding, you know, like how many galaxies there are in the universe, how big the universe really is, and, you know, some of the questions about structure of the universe that might also help us to understand what the origin and fate of the universe will be.
And you could go to our website or any of the Hubble sites. That NGC 6302 number that I talked to you about is actually a spectacular picture of a butterfly. It's actually a dying star, a neutron star, exploding in real time. Of course, it takes a very, very long time for it to explode, but just one of the beautiful pictures. Derek Pitts, do you have a favorite Hubble picture? I know what mine is.
Oh gosh, John. You know what? I'm gonna say that my favorite is one that's very well known. It's called the Pillars of Creation.
I know it. I know it.
You know that picture? Yeah, that's a gorgeous image. And what I love about it is the depth of the image, the three-dimensional nature, and the implications of what we're seeing in that picture of new stars with their tremendous amounts of energy burning away other clouds of gas and dust.
Caroline Moore and Derek Pitts, my two guests here talking about the Hubble. It would be helpful if you didn't like begin every one of your answers with, oh my gosh, John. Give us a sense, Caroline, why people should care about the Hubble telescope in the same passionate way that obviously both you guys do.
Well, you know, it's brought so much to science. It's the largest telescope in space, and it's just being doing remarkable work that, you know, we can't really do here from Earth. It's uncovered galaxies billions and billions of light years away. For example, in 2003, there was a small patch of galaxies that almost, if you held a match up at arm's length, the head of the match would be the area of the sky that this the Hubble would be covering. And they thought there was nothing there because it was just too far into space. And they actually found 10,000 galaxies, you know, in that tiny little top of a match head. So,
wow.
I mean, that just gives you some perspective of what really the Hubble is and what we're dealing with.
Derek Pitts, astronomer at the Franklin Institute, which is one of my favorite places to go. It's one of the oldest and most fabulous scientific museums in the country. Has the Hubble been an evangelizer for science and astronomy in your view?
John, when you think about astronomy, you know, and you talked about it a little bit earlier, astronomy is a very complex science to be studying. And there's a lot of sort of abstracts about astronomy, but the thing that Hubble has done as far as evangelizing is concerned is it's done something that people really love, and it's created beautiful pictures of the universe, and that's been able to pull a lot of people into a science that often is thought of as like rocket science because it can be so intensely complicated because of the mathematics and physics, but everybody loves a beautiful picture, and so that's a lot of people in to enjoy it.
Derek Pitts, your favorite fun fact about the Hubble telescope before we go?
My favorite fun fact about the Hubble telescope is that as it orbits the Earth, it takes these photographs, but if it needs to, it can re-image an area over and over and over again to get a really good, deep image.
Derek Pitts is the chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute down in Philadelphia. Caroline Moore, 15-year-old astronomer, youngest person ever to discover a supernova. If you could aim the Hubble anywhere in the universe, where would you aim it?
I would have to say this is a bit biased, but I would like it to check out my supernova, SN2008HA, just because it's been such an interesting discovery with so many kind of new changes, and there's always something new about it that I would really like to see what it's doing now, since I, of course, can't see it with my telescope in my backyard anymore because it's too faint. So that would be a dream of mine, absolutely.
My supernova, she says. Caroline Moore, thanks for being with us. 15-year-old astronomer, youngest person ever to discover a supernova. She's featured in the NOVA web series, The Secret Lives of Scientists. Thanks to both of you on Hubble's 20-year anniversary this month.
Caroline Moore's 11 facts about the Hubble Space Telescope everyone should know and a short video of her are on our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.